I wanna build you a garden in a dry and desert land. I'm gonna find a river there. I'm gonna find a river there. I have seen a garden in a land filled with injustice, and I have heard a mother's cry for her child to live again. I wanna build you a garden in a dry desert land. I'm gonna find a river there. I'm gonna find a river there. Many of us see. I have seen a withered soul. I've seen the power of resurrection fall like
find a river there. No one crying holy. And as time just slips away, I reach for words to say how I feel when I see you in all your beauty, Lord, in all your glory. I'm undone. I begin to understand why the elders fall down. I begin to understand why they cast down the crowns. And I begin to understand why the angels cry, holy, holy. I begin to see a glimpse of your beauty, Lord. Just a glimpse and I'm undone. Just a glimpse and I'm undone. Just a glimpse and I'm undone. What about the fullness? What about the fullness? Who can stand in your presence? What about the fullness? Stand in your glory. What about the fullness? My spirit rises up, and my spirit rises up to greet you, Lord. What about the fullness? What about the fullness? What about the fullness? What about the fullness? I think about the fullness. If just a glimpse knocks me to my knees, what about the fullness? And if a glimpse just knocks me to my knees, what about the fullness? Your love, Lord, what about the fullness? What about the fullness? What is it that makes the elders fall? What is it that makes the creatures sing? What is it that makes the angels cry out, holy, holy, holy? What is it that makes the elders fall? What is it that makes the creatures cry out day and night, day and night, day and night? It's all about the fullness. It's all about the fullness. What about the fullness? About the fullness. Some folks hearts are satisfied with just a visit now and then, Lord. But we want more, we want more. Oh, do not pass us by. Lord, do not pass us by. Lord, we want the fullness. Oh, turn up the heat, Lord. Turn up the fire. Woo! Oh, more than just a visit, Lord. We want the indwelling of your spirit, the fullness of your glory released on the earth, Lord. What about the fullness? Oh, what about the fullness? Oh, Lord, we tasted and we've seen. We tasted and we've seen your goodness, Lord. But only a taste, Lord, just makes us want more and more and more and more and more. What about the fullness? What would it be like? Oh, what would it be like? What about the fullness? And the light drawing us in. It's the light, the draw, that draws us into you. What about the fullness? What about the fullness? What about the fullness? Moses just got a glimpse of you. And Isaiah saw you lifted up. John had revelation. Paul had visitation. But Lord, in this generation, what about the fullness? I think we all agree. I think we all agree. Lord, we're so blessed by your presence, day in and day out, Lord. But what about the fullness? It's not enough, Lord, for us just to show up and then leave. And go on our daily routine. What about the fullness? What does it look like when a people is so full of your glory? So full to capacity that's been expanded in large hearts. What does it look like when a people have been consumed by your love? It's all about the fullness. What does it look like when a church comes together and people gather in your name, Lord? Come fully expecting a miracle, a sign, and a wonder. It's all about the fullness. What does it look like, Lord? Oh Lord, release it on the earth. Release it in this little place on the earth. This place called fullness, God. Release your fullness, your fullness, your fullness, your fullness. Release it, Lord, your convincing splendor. That even those who don't know, don't even believe, would be convinced by your beauty. fullness. In the fullness, we can be satisfied with just a little crumb. That's good, but it's not enough. No, no, there's so much more for us to see. We've been just waiting on the sideline. When he's calling us up to a higher place, we just been waiting for him to come. When he says, come and drink, yeah, of the water. You come to me. He says, you come to me, come to me, come to me. And I will show you, and I will show you, and I will show you the fullness. Oh, all who are thirsty, come to the water. All who are thirsty, come to the river, the fullness. It's not just a stream. It's not just a trickle, but it's the fullness of Him, who He very is, who He is, who He is, who He is, and who He was, and who He will always be. The river of His presence flowing over you and over me. It's all about the fullness. What if there's a people who's ruined for anything else? Just ruined, ruined for God, that just can't get enough of Him. What does that look like? What does it sound like? Sounds like the fullness. So why not here? Why not now? Why not here? Why not now, Lord, release Your power? Why not here? Why not now? Here in this little corner of the earth, Lord, we cry out for You and Your fullness, Jesus. Crying out, and build is washing over me. Wash over, wash over, over me. Wash over, wash over, over me. Face to face, cheek to cheek, I feel your loving arms surround me. Feel your beating heart inside of me. Wash over, wash over, over me. And wash over, wash over, over me. Wash over, over me. Over me. Over me. Down on me. Oh, healing rain. It's pouring down on me. Under your shower, under your shower. Receive the healing rain. Let it pour over you. There's refreshing in the rain. Let it pour over you. standing in your healing rain. Your healing rain washing over me. So wash over, wash over, over me.
Yeah. your Torah, by the Spirit what you made. Down through the ages you've watched over us and kept us in your sight. And now we stand before you, prepared. That you